Yeah, so I wanted to do the 19 marathons to beat Christian Varley's record, of course. But then I wanted to surpass that to make it harder for someone to potentially beat my record. So yeah, and I said to myself that I was going to go till failure. So, and that's exactly what I've done. I managed to do 30 marathons altogether, and then three ultras at the end. So anyone that doesn't know what an ultra is anything that's longer than a marathon distance. So yeah, so I'm obviously I ended with the grand finale. It was just over 50K on the last day at the fire station. But then on the Thursday, I did a 27 miler with 2,500 feet climbing in it, and then on the Friday I did another nearly 28 miles with about 750 feet of climbing in it. And then on Saturday I managed just 4.5 miles, and due to my left leg playing up, it went into a bit of a spasm. I think I've torn a ligament or something in my just above my knee. I decided that it was wise to call it quits and yeah, hang up the gloves, I suppose. So yeah.
So this is the thing. When we were talking outside Kurt Michael Fire Station, I said, "Are you planning to rest now?" You weren't quite entirely sure. Little did we know that you had even more plans to run even further in the next couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, I've actually sort of just recently found out that there's a record that's held by a fella called Steve Edwards, in whereby he's ran 10 marathons consecutively over 10 days, and his average time was 3 hours 32 minutes. And if you actually took the average to my 30 marathons, so I've done three times as much as him. The average to mine is about 3 hours 3 minutes, something like that. I haven't actually done the exact calculation as of yet, but I should do. I will be doing it at some point. But yeah, my fastest was about 2 hours 47, with my slowest being 3 hours 14. So yeah, so I'm pretty gobsmacked. I think maybe next time I might have to do 10 marathons back to back consecutively officially in order to be a world record holder. But just the fact that I know that I'm capable of doing it in itself is very, yeah, very humbling and very very satisfying, to say the least.
Like you said, Albert, it feels quite surreal, and this challenge and everything you've done has catapulted you to the top, as it were. Like I say, a shame it wasn't recorded officially, because yeah, like you say, it could be a new world record. But what have you heard from the likes of Christian Varley and your fellow ultra marathon ultra athletes out there since in the days since we've been talking?
Yeah, the love and the support is just, yeah, there hasn't been a bad word said, which is, well, not to my face anyway, not directly, but all I've heard is just, yeah, sheer positivity and yeah, just really great words spoken about me. So yeah, it's great. I actually if Christian's listening to this, I'm sure he'll laugh, but I haven't heard from Christian at all. I've just heard through the grapevine that he thinks I'm bonkers, and that I that yeah, it's a mental achievement, I think, is what his uncle said to me. So yeah, I'm yet to hear from Christian himself, but I'm sure he's busy with whatever he's got going on. But yeah, I'm sure I'll catch up with him at some point. I don't doubt
He'll
that.
be full of admiration, I'm sure. And well, so Albert, then tell us about when you're thinking ahead to this, to taking on this 10 marathon ultra marathon challenge, when you're getting it recorded for potentially this world record. Have you got any kind of idea in your mind now when you might be able to take that on?
Well, I'm quite an impatient person, so I'll be looking to do that in the not too distant future, shall we say, my good man. Yeah, and obviously you'll be the first person to know when I actually, yeah, when I draw that up and make a commitment on that.
I didn't think you'd be hanging around much, Albert, before getting that on the way. So you mentioned there about the injury that that you've picked up, and so how are things today? How are the legs feeling?
Yeah, they're not too bad. I'd actually had a full day off yesterday. I had a beautiful lie in. It was bliss. But I'm actually currently I'm well, after this conversation, I'm going to go down and support the young lad on the promenade with his challenge that he's doing for charity. So I'll probably just go at a really slow pace. I was actually going to bring my bike down and just cycle next to him, but obviously with the snow and the ice, I don't think that's a good idea. So yeah, I'm going to go down there soon and just touch base with him and yeah, basically show him a sign of respect, because he's good on him. Fair play to him.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.